It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Medical miracles get performed every day in operating rooms across our region. But did you see that x-ray of Xavier Cunningham's head? 10-year-old Xavier, who fell out of a treehouse in Missouri and became impaled on a meat skewer. That thing went clear through his head, missing his eyes, his brain, and his spine. One of Xavier's doctors said, "You couldn't draw it up any better. It was one in a million for it to pass 5 or 6 inches through the front of the face to the back and not have hit these things." Also on the medical beat, you heard that report that more Americans are dying from drug overdoses than from car crashes. This alarming reality stares lawmakers in the face across the heartland here as they try to enact laws to battle the opioid crisis. A Tennessee emergency room doctor, Dr. Robert Moskowitz, believes that in addition to limiting prescriptions, just cleaning out our medicine cabinets is a very good way to start fighting the crisis. Dr. Moskowitz says that his hospital recently sponsored a drug take-back event, and they took in more than 115 pounds of old prescription pills. Monroe County, Kentucky authorities continue to look into the unusual animal deaths that have been occurring there. Sheriff Dale Ford said a small calf was found dead last weekend on a farm about a mile from where three miniature horses and a dog were found dead about 10 days ago. From This Week in Agribusiness and Partly Personal, as the late Paul Harvey would have said, it's nice to be quoted in a newspaper article, but it's especially nice when you are quoted with great precision. In the Grand Island, Nebraska Independent, writer Robert Poor covered the story of our opening ceremony and dedication yesterday morning for that greatly improved Husker Harvest Day show site west of Grand Island. I saw Robert out there with his notebook. He's not a kid. I couldn't help but wonder how many of these ribbon-cutting ceremonies he'd been asked to cover through the years. And when I saw the newspaper copy he produced from that set of notes he took, I was reminded that not all of the fine reporters are in our big cities. Thank you, Robert. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.